Cum Corea septentrionalis, mese februario, tertium experimentum nucleare fecisset, sanctiones contra eam, a nationibus occidentalibus amplificate sunt.
It's really worrying, isn't it? That news. I mean, I don't know exactly how we should be responding to that. If you just, you know, you just didn't quite catch that. That's about tension mounting between North Korea and the West after the North Koreans conducted a nuclear test earlier this year. It was a news report that was in Latin. That's right. It was in Latin. Why would it be in Latin? The Finnish Broadcasting Company are doing this. They're doing their part to keep the dead language alive. They're putting out a weekly wrap of world news in Latin. And I'm joined now from Helsinki by Mr. Tuono Pekkanen, who helped found the program. Thank you very much for joining us. Why did you decide to start this program?
It began so early as in September 1989. It was just an experiment that was put in another cultural program, but it gained very soon popularity here in Finland, so that it got its independent place as a news transmission. And very soon we put it also in teletext, and after that also in internet, so that people here in Finland can read the text in teletext all the week, day and night. And then, of course, by internet, they can also hear the voice. So that we became very soon popular in many, many countries. And we have feedback from, from all continents, from Latin America, from the States, from most European countries, also from Australia.
And how many Latin speakers are there in Finland?
There are not many Latin speakers, but there are a lot of people who understand it. And those who do not understand the transmission at first sight can, of course, look at the text and study it with the dictionaries. Of course, we cannot say that we have millions or hundreds of thousands of listeners, but everybody here in Finland knows about this program, because Latin has in Finland very long traditions. It was used as school language from the 12th century onwards. And even in the 18th century, some subjects were taught in Latin in the schools.
Okay, so it's a very old language, though. It's often described as a dead language. How do you talk about modern things? So, for example, if you're talking about a missile test, I mean, what's the Latin word for missile? Or if you're talking about the internet or something like that?
No, in fact, it is so that most modern words are taken from the Latin vocabulary, which is very large in the ancient times. There are 93,000 different words in the ancient Latin. And of course, in the medieval university, in the medieval schools, that were Latin, new words were derived from older roots, so that there is no difficulty. Missile, that's a Latin word. It's missile, missile. But in ancient times, the missiles were stones, not rockets as nowadays.
Isn't that amazing? Look, all the best with it. I was amazed to hear that this is even happening, but it's great to have the chance to speak to you and hear your perspectives on why exactly you did this. Thanks for your time.